8:32 as we're joined in studio for our feature chat. The folks from Freedom Outreach, Ben and Candy, are with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Whoa, in stereo, harmonize. You guys practice that. Holy jeez. All right, well done. Okay, so we have, we talked about this back in December. We thought it was a far ways away. The first annual Sled for Eternity, and it is...
Here.
It's just a few sleeps away, Ben. How is all the fundraising? How is all the activity and excitement going around the big event?
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah, things are going well. We're getting excited here and getting ready to do some final preparations here this week. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. We got a couple fundraisers there online they're getting excited and they're trying to raise as much money as they can to win that brand new snowmobile that will be given away, 2022 Ski-Doo Lynx Boondocker 850. And we got many, many other great prizes as well. We got over $30,000 in prizes that we'll be giving away.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the coolest things about it is you don't have to be a fundraiser in order to win a great prize. We have checkpoints along the route that each person can put their name in there, and the checkpoint prizes are available. And, just not everyone has to be a fundraiser. We want as many people to come out as possible. You can register online. You can walk up and register as well. Registration's $80, $35 for a passenger. This route is about 200 kilometers. It is a family-friendly route. We just want as many people to know about it and to come out as possible and hear about some exciting things that are going on at Freedom Outreach Adult and Teen Challenge. Yeah, so we're getting excited.
So you're the one who was happy to see all the snow.
Yeah, yeah.
So just let us know how it's going to work there. So they get there at Baker's. When exactly does it all start?
Yeah, so the doors open at 8:30 at Baker's Narrows, and they will remain open. The registration table will be open until noon at the latest. Now, you don't want to be trickling in there at noon. You won't be able to squeeze in the whole ride probably, you know, just in the afternoon. But the registration table, and we will be receiving donations or people who have raised money and they want to get it entered in. Noon will be the cutoff for that. But we encourage you to come early. Come at 8:30. Come at 9 o'clock and get ready. We'll be trying to depart from there, you know, 10 o'clock. I wouldn't want to be leaving anywhere past 10 o'clock. So come on out as early as 8:30 and as late as noon. But I wouldn't push it that far. Try getting in there as early as you can.
And the people who have tickets, some people, yeah, they're trading online, but some people have got a big whack-a-doe, so you guys are going to have to count that to see who wins the big prize.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And even what you see online there, can't be guaranteed that some people are not doing online fundraising. Some people will just show up there, and they'll have raised a certain amount, and they'll put it down there. So you can't guarantee that what you see online is going to be the final totality of the top fundraiser.
And you're going to feed them as well.
Oh, yeah. We got a couple really great meals planned out, and we'll have food for everybody. Slow-baked ribs is the dinner that's planned. Nice hot chili there for lunch in Wanless. Yeah, we're getting excited, and we believe that everybody that comes out is not going to regret coming out.
All right. And just so folks know, where do all the proceeds go for this event?
So the proceeds are all going to help the Ministry of Freedom Outreach Adult and Teen Challenge in Dunair Beach. And for those of you who don't know us, we run a one-year drug and alcohol rehabilitation center for men. But this year we are looking at purchasing a building on Main Street and opening a community center, or a community office rather, where we're going to have counseling, we're going to have support groups, and a thrift store eventually. So yeah, things are looking good, and all of the proceeds are going to help the total ministry here. We just want to say, you know, like, if you want to show that you care about your community, join this event. You know, this is not like something that only addiction doesn't just hit certain types of people. It is non-discriminatory. So, you know, rich, poor, whatever, wherever you live, it's everywhere. And so we just want to say that, this is our ministry. We're here to help. We want to help bring change to the community and most of all, bring help and healing to people's lives. And so through this community office, we hope to have another way of helping families, not just the addicts, but the loved ones, people who have loved ones who are caught in addiction, because everybody needs support, whether you're the addict or not. And we just want to say, if you want to help out, join the event. Say, I care about my community and I want to pledge my support in this way.
Yeah, I think Ben was talking about this the last time here. The Freedom Outreach Program is about, a full year?
Yeah, it's a 12-month minimum discipleship program. Yep.
And then, the Main Street facility, not everybody can go into a 12-month program.
Exactly. And some people just aren't ready for that kind of commitment, but we want to reach people where they're at. And clearly, Flin Flon is not the only community that has an issue. And so we just want to share the love of God. And you know what? This event, clearly, this is our first one, but Teen Challenge has been doing this for a long time, I think 15 years now, and it's actually North America's most premier charity snowmobile ride, so you're not going to find a better one for a better cause.
No, and our community they're going to do it anyway, so might as well support you guys. All right, so that is the Sled for Eternity happening on Saturday. Any other info you guys need? Just one last, just go to, teenchallenge.tc/events. You can all sign there and have yourself a fine ride. Looks like Joe's in charge of the weather, so we're going to, looks like Saturday, snowing with a high of -7.
Hey.
All right.
Perfect.
All right.
We'll see everybody on Saturday.
All right.
Yes, see you Saturday.
At Baker's, the Sled for Eternity put on by Freedom Outreach. All right. Thanks, Candy and Ben, for dropping some knowledge on us here this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
All right. North 53 Co-op 80s break of the day next.